This episode of Sig Neutron Sputron brought to you by Flamingos.
It's the Flamingos, kids. It's me, Dr. Flamingo, and they're approved by me, who is a real doctor. Because, you know, what's it about? I'm a real doctor with the flamingo and the doctor, and I ain't flamingo, no.
What's up, all my little weirdos out there? Oh boy, do we have an episode for you today. Or maybe it's at night, I don't know, wherever you're at. We got, get this, we got superstar icon
Bishcat up in the house today.
And we're gonna get the first exclusive interview with Bishcat, who is dropping her new hit single, Bishcat. We're going to talk about that today. And we're going to talk about all kinds of other shit, because this is Sputron. And this is what we do here. We spew about some shit, and then I play some dumb shit, and then I just compound it with more dumb shit until it's just a big dumb shit factory. Now, that's... Man, that really... You know, I do most of these podcasts seriously just off the cuff, and I'm just, that's why I called it Sputron. And yeah, sometimes my jokes don't go anywhere, but you know, that's okay, because I got to fill intro space somehow. Because honestly, I'm not sure what the intro to this episode is past the Bishcat part. I've checked out some weird shit on Netflix that I'm excited. It's like some straight stay tuned shit that we're going to talk about. Stay tuned if you haven't seen that movie. It's fucking amazing. It's got John Ritter in it and that other guy who's always in everything and he plays the villain. He's the Beetlejuice guy. And they drew his face and his face looked exactly like that in the Beetlejuice cartoon. Or at least I remember it that way. Anyways, I hope you're all out there creating some awesome shit, doing some weird shit, and making the world a weird place, and a weird and wonderful, wacky, wild place. How many W's can I fit in a sentence? I don't know. But thank you and good night. Or, I mean, don't leave yet, because this is Sig Neutron Sputron, episode 11.
Sig Neutron Sputron.
Sig Neutron Sleazy Sputron!
What are you gonna play? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna play? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna play? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna play? What are you gonna play today? What are you gonna play today? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say today? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna do today? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna do?
Hello, 8-bit breakdown.
Leave a lot of lonely motherfuckers.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. So I'm gonna come out right out the gates with something that y'all need to know. This is legit, serious, and some heavy shit, guys. Do you remember those arcade machines, the video game Revolution X? Because I do, and that was some fucking straight magical shit. If you don't remember the Revolution X video games and their wonderful, like, tuck-a-cuck-a-cuck-a-cuck sound that they would make when you would play the game, well... So, imagine, if you will, a video game console machine that is based around set in the dystopian future, And you're some, like, metalhead. I assume that you have really long, greasy hair. I don't think we ever get to see the character that you're playing, but I think we get to see a hand for a second when you grab the keys. We'll get to that in a minute. Anyways, it's set in a dystopian future where music is outlawed. Oh, shit. And it's enforced by this, like, weird cop group that they all look like Noob Saibot from Mortal Kombat, but they're on fucking rollerblades. These, like, roller cops enforce this. But then Aerosmith is playing, like, underground shows, and then they get kidnapped by this, like, fucking weird, overbearing government, and then you have to save them with machine guns and throwing flaming CDs at people. Yes, this is an actual video game that got made, and it existed, and it's amazing. I demand now that we get a Revolution X movie, because I would watch the shit out of that. At one point, fucking Steven Tyler throws you the keys to his Lamborghini, and then there's a whole, like, Lamborghini driving segment where you're shooting shit while driving Aerosmith's Lamborghini. And then you fight through, like, these clubs with, like, buxom babes dancing in cages and shit. It's like the fucking amazing. And then the main villain is, like, this, like, badass, like, dominatrixy type chick. Come on, like, it has everything that you could ever want out of, like, any story, really, as far as I'm concerned. So check it out, Revolution X. I just needed to bring that back and remind you all, because it was always in all of the Walmarts that I've ever been to as a kid. And I think it had the same guns as the Terminator game. But that game, the Terminator game, was fucking hard. And I just steered clear of that, because no matter how much I love Terminator 2, I knew that I would get like 30 seconds of playtime for one quarter. And that's not cool, man. That game was just meant to steal little kids' quarters, because it was hard as shit. The good old days of arcades. I really miss arcades. And yes, I know they still have them, and they have the barcades and all that stuff. But no, I think what I'm really nostalgic about is the time where the arcade was it. That was like the thing, you know? Like, we didn't have iPhones and handheld computers and things like that. It was like you had a Nintendo and then you had an arcade, which had all the fucking crazy mind-blowing shit. I remember the first time I saw Virtua Fighter, like, on PlayStation. I know we're jumping around topics, but I guess we're just talking about video games. Man, the first time I saw those blocky ass people, Virtua Fighter, and they were like 3D, blew my fucking mind. I was like, it's so real. And like, when I was a kid, I wanted to either make monsters or make video games. And I remember distinctly telling my brother that one day, Jeremy, I'm gonna make a video game so real that you can see the hair on the guy's arm when he's driving the wheel. Because we played like Twisted Metal, and you could, when you go to like the inside of the car view, you had like, you could see their little arms and stuff on the steering wheel. Man, Twisted Metal, those were some good fucking games. What's the deal with that? The Axel dude, like, that guy just really annoyed me. He was a guy that, he just this buff dude that just drove around two giant tires. He was, like, completely exposed, and he had machine guns on it. I mean, I guess now that I'm describing the guy, he's kind of badass, right? He's like, fuck having a car. I'm just going to drive around two giant fucking wheels and then leave my body completely exposed. All right, Axel. Okay, I guess you're pretty cool. But for some reason, as a kid, you annoyed the shit out of me. I was a Spectre kind of guy. That was my jam. You'd shoot your special Spectre missile, and it would just fly through anything and hit everyone. Plus, his car was pretty fucking cool. And his name was Spectre. Come on. Fucking badass. I guess now that we're on the topic of video games, you guys remember when, like, back in Super Nintendo days, they would make, like, literally a video game out of any fucking, like, IP ever. Like, the fucking, okay, so Chester the Cheeto had his own video game. And I'm, you know, part of me is like, okay, I can kind of understand that, because Chester the Cheeto was a fucking badass motherfucker, and you just wanted to know more about that guy. Like, where does he eat breakfast? What does he do? I need to know more about Chester the Cheeto. But then they started like spiraling out of control, and the 7-Up Dots had a video game. Yes, the cartoon Dots from the 7-Up bottle had a fucking video game. Think about that for a minute. What? They really were like the ultimate branding tool. It's like, oh yeah, let's get kids to play these games with the characters on it. But why didn't any of the cereal characters get their game? Like, I totally would have played like a Lucky the Charms video game or like a Captain Crunch. Like, what is Captain Crunch's deal? Like, I kind of want to just, what's the deal with the, I need some backstories to these cereal characters for sure. I'm going to start writing cereal mascot fan fiction. Anybody want to start that with me? Let's get a whole subreddit going of serial character fan fictions. And then you had the Disney video games, which were fucking hard. I don't even remember beating the first level of Aladdin or the Lion King. Like, kids today will never know the struggle of owning a game for like 5 years and never making it past the first level. But yeah, I still played them all the time. Like, it's because it's all we had. We didn't know any better. Enjoy your games today, kids, with your save points and your whatevers. Which brings me to my next point. All the weird shit that we say, and we don't even know the origins of it. But did you know that there's a name for those weird things that we say?
Things we say are so weird, they are so. Idioms.
Yep, that's right. Idioms. So I was wondering, I said the term like a piece of cake, or that's a cakewalk or something the other day. And I was like, huh, I wonder where that came from. So I looked it up and I was kind of mortified to learn that the phrase a piece of cake or a cakewalk comes from the days of slavery, when they would parade slaves around and they would have a cake in the middle. And then I guess the most proper pair of the slaves or something, they would be given the cake, which is like super fucked up. And I had no idea that, I mean, we say like cakewalk all the time. And I, you know what, I had those in school too. Like, we would, there was, I don't know, a bake sale or some kind of like event in the Midwest, and we'd all like walk around in a cake, and then there would be numbers, and when the music stops, you stop, and then they draw your number, and if you get your number, then you get the cake. But I'm like, wow, that shit has like really terrible roots. Why do people still do cakewalks today? That's kind of fucked up. But that got the ball rolling, and I looked up some other idioms, and so here we go. I wanted to relay the origins, the idiom origins upon your brains. So, look a gift horse in the mouth. You ever heard that one? Well, apparently, when you look at a horse, you can tell its age and like its health by its teeth. So, if someone gave you a horse and you looked at its teeth, then it's kind of an asshole move, because they're like, dude, I just fucking gave you that horse, but then you're going to check its mouth right in front of me, like you don't trust me that I'm not giving you a bad horse. Or, I mean, even if I was giving you a bad horse, I'm still giving it to you for free. So maybe you could wait to look it in the mouth while, you know, not standing in front of me.
Idioms.
Hands down. Why do we say, oh man, I got that hands down? Well, apparently when people are racing horses, the term hands down is when a jockey is so far ahead, he can win with his hands down because he can take his hands off the reins because he's just got that shit in the bag. Oh, I just used an idiom while describing an idiom. I should probably look that one up.
Idioms.
In the bag. You ever say, yo, I got that in the bag, like I just did a second ago? Well, apparently that comes from the New York Giants. Whenever they knew that they were going to win the game, they would carry a ball bag off the court, off the courts. Yes, off the baseball courts. They'd carry a bag off to be like, hey, motherfuckers, we done won this shit.
Idioms.
How about cost an arm and a leg? You ever say, oh man, that's going to cost you an arm and a leg? That's an odd thing to say, isn't it? Well, where did it come from? Back in the days of portraiture, if you were getting your portrait painted, it would actually cost extra if you wanted to include limbs. Hence, that'll cost you an arm and a leg. Or an arm. Or a leg. Or...
Idioms.
Mad as a Hatter actually did not originate from Alice in Wonderland, the books. It actually originated from 17th century France when hatters, the people that made hats, were using mercury, and they were going insane from using mercury, and it was literally Mad Hatter disease.
Idioms.
Give them the cold shoulder. You've heard it. You've said it. I've said it plenty of times. So what does it mean? Where did it come from? Well, in medieval England, apparently it was customary to give guests a cold piece of meat, usually off the shoulder, when it was time for them to leave. As to say, here's a piece of cold meat, please get the fuck out of here. But that's the polite way of saying it, so the meat says it all.
Idioms.
And those are all the idioms I got for right now, but they're really fun, and I'll probably do this more.
Things we say are so weird, they are cold. Idioms.
All right, I won't keep you guys waiting any longer because tonight is a very special night. My guest needs no introduction. Well, I guess since this is a podcast, I guess, yeah, it definitely does need an introduction. Tonight we have club music making fabulous icon,
oh, go on.
Bishcat.
Yeah.
Welcome, Bishcat. Yeah, how you doing? How you,
yeah, oh, hi, Bish. Here. Me, yeah.
You don't have to stand on the table.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah. Oh, you know, yeah, meow.
Okay,
meow,
you're just
switch, yeah.
Gonna swish your tail at me. Okay.
Get it. Look, are you,
you
looking?
Know, this is a podcast, right?
No, they you're missing it.
They can just hear you. They can't see you. I mean, that's a very fabulous dance
on
the table.
Look at it.
But
look at it.
No, you just got to, just talk in the mic.
Look, no, what?
Yeah. We're just going to talk. I'm going to ask you questions and yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Here we go. So Bishcat, you're on tour now, traveling around promoting the release of your new single, Bishcat. Can you tell us a little bit about that song and, you know, maybe a little bit of the inspiration?
Yeah, bitch. Well, you know, I was sitting on, like, the sandy beaches of Morocco and just got down on some great meowie wowies. So I'm just loving life. And then it hit me. It was just bitch cat.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, so I hear it's your dream to become a pride icon.
Bitch, I already am an icon. I'm just waiting for the world to catch up.
Oh, of course. Well, yeah. What makes you a wonderful pride icon?
I mean, look at me, bitch. I believe in being and loving whoever the fuck you want. Most importantly, you gotta love yourself. Because if you're not body positive, then I'm positive that you're wrong. I mean, why wouldn't you love the body you got? Our bodies are like the only car we get to drive. So you best believe I'm gonna pimp my shit out and drive it like I stole it. Oh. Do you want to steal my hot rod?
No, I
didn't. I left the keys in it. Oh, yeah.
No, that's okay.
Oh, meow, bitch. Meow.
Let's just stick to the interview, yeah? No.
You're lost, Buchacho. Oh, meow.
So, Bishcat, how do you stay so positive all the time? Like, how do you deal with the haters?
Do you have any fucks to give?
What?
Exactly, bitch.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah.
Oh, on a serious note, like, I'll never understand the hate directed at the LGBTQ community. It's like, have all these, like, hetero people never experienced love? Like, why do they care so much? They're literally spending so much time and energy to go out of their way to stand in the way of someone else's love. If that's not fucked up, then I don't know what is.
No, I absolutely agree with you, Bishcat. Like, no one should ever be hated for who they love. And there damn sure shouldn't be laws on the books dictating who you can and cannot love. That is absurd and insane to me. Gay or straight, it's just labels, like man-made labels put to like define people and put them in boxes and separate them. But it's not black and white like that. Like, people are attracted to who they're attracted to, and love is fucking love. And that's it. Like, you can't explain love. Try to explain love to someone. You just can't. Love is one of the most beautiful things that we can even experience in this lifetime. And gay or straight, if you're not fighting for love, the right to love, then what the fuck are you fighting for? I firmly believe that gay or straight or whatever you identify as, like, we need to be fighting for LGBTQ rights, because just because you're cozy and you're allowed to love to whoever you want, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't care that other people don't have that same right as you.
Yeah, bitch. I thought I was getting interviewed, but you go on. Meow, bitch.
Sorry, I get a little carried away sometimes when just rampant, ridiculous, inhumane injustices exist. Back to your single, Bishcat. So, it's available on Spotify and iTunes, correct?
Yeah, bitch. I mean, you can stream it or you can buy it because, you know, that's cool too.
You know, I think we actually have a copy here. So we're gonna play it for our listeners. Everyone, enjoy Bishcat's hit single, Bishcat.
Yeah, I see you. Honestly, how can I miss that mug? Why don't you put a trash can on the lid that you call a face? Cause you're getting your skank stank all over my face. So turn around and
swish, swish, bitch.
You know what that means? It means turn around and beat it. And not like that, it means fuck off. And not like that, it means I hate you and you need to leave right now. This is my alley, bitch. Turn around and let me see your dumb tail as you swish, swish away, bitch. No one swish, swish like Bishcat. I said no one swish, swish like Bishcat. I said no one swish, swish like the master witch of Bishcat. Bishcat is the master of the swish, swish. Bishcat, take no shit. You clean up Bishcat shit. You're a stupid bitch. I am Bishcat. I fierce, I fabulous, I opulent, I sexy, I eat fish for breakfast, I shit fish, I recluse, I am Bishcat, master of the swish swish, I make the swish swish look good, I said I make the swish swish look good, you only wish you could swish swish this good, you only wish you could swish swish this good, make me get a good look at your puckery. That's it, that's how you swish, swish, bitch. Make me get a peek of your weird butthole. Now you swish, swish like Bishcat. I said, now you swish, swish like Bishcat. That's how you swish, swish like the master witch Bishcat. Make me get a peek of your weird, weird butthole. Make me get an unwanted peek of your weird butthole. Now you swish, swish like Bishcat. Now you swish, swish like Bishcat. Now you swish, swish like Bishcat. Bish. Now you swish, swish like Bishcat.
Boy, that most certainly is a bop.
Yeah,
I love when people call songs bops.
Oh, I bet
days.
You do.
I don't know. I love it.
Meow.
So I noticed in the beginning there, this the words, why don't you put a trash can on that lid that you call a face?
Yeah.
That's an interesting wording. You want to tell me about that?
Yeah, bitch. So I do all of my recording in one take because I am fabulous like that. And, you know, I just so happen to switch it around. I meant to say, why don't you put a lid on that trash can you call a face? But, you know, I figured I'd just leave it because, you know, I'm Bishcat, and I just, you know, I just usually just spit some lyrics and then swish, swish away, bitch. That's like my thing, obviously.
No, yeah, no, I, for sure, for sure. So again, they our listeners can listen to that on Spotify or iTunes, and also it's added to the Instagram. You can add it to your stories in Instagram and Facebook. Just search Bishcat, and it pops up. Technology, that's fun, right?
Yeah, wow, totally. Yeah.
Well, Bishcat, I can't thank you enough for being here. That was a lot of fun, and we'll have to have you back. I wish you good luck on your tour, even though you don't need it. But thank you.
No.
So,
oh, you're already,
you're already swishing away. Oh, okay. Well, the exit is that way.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Meow, bitch.
Well, I guess that'll be the perfect time for us to take a break. So we'll be right back after this message, or these messages. I don't know how many messages we have. We'll be right back.
Hi, kids. It's Dr. Flamingo. And I'm here to promote my new cereal, the Flamingo-O's. They're good. And you should try them. Okay, kids, remember the song I taught you? Okay, here we go. Don't screw it up like the last time, because you know what happened last time, and it was not good.
We like to eat flamingos. Eat them up and your dreams get weird. We like to eat flamingos. Dr. Flamingos approved. We like to eat flamingos. Eat them up and it makes your dreams weird. We like to eat dreams. We get flamingos when we eat flamingos. We like to eat flamingos. Flamingos. We like to eat flamingos. We bump up and our dreams get weird. We like to eat flamingos. Eat them up and your dreams get weird.
Yeah, that's right, kids. Who doesn't like weird dreams, am I right? Eat them up because it makes your dreams weird. No, yes, everybody loves weird dreams. No, I'm not gonna operate on you while you're asleep. Who does that? What do you think I am, some kind of crazed flamingo man with a PhD that isn't real? No, my spoon is not sharpened into a scalpel. No, I'm just a funny cereal creature. Just eat your cereals, kids. Eat your flamingos and have your weird dreams. Go off to distant lands in the dream world with Dr. Flamingo's O's.
You know, I'm kind of on the fence about taking the ad revenue from that one. I don't know about that Dr. Flamingo. And yes, it's spelled with the PH, like phlegm. So who's ready for some more weird shit that I'm gonna tell you about that you should know about too? In this segment that you know is...
There is a whole world out there of weird shit that you should put into your sensory orifices.
Get Rex on, I'm on relay some information. Get Rex on, I'm on relay some information.
So all of y'all may have heard about this director named Peter Jackson.
I think he was much more popular in the Lord of the Rings days, but I don't know what he's doing these days. I should look that up. But what I want to talk to you about is pre-Lord of the Rings Peter Jackson. Because if you didn't know, that's my favorite kind of Peter Jackson. This dude, he's insane. Like, bonkers, batshit, insane. And his story is so inspiring because the weird shit that he was making when he first started out, like, led him to be the fucking director of the Lord of the Ringses. Like, come on, that's some major, big budget shit. So, anything before Lord of the Rings, it's fucking rad. So I'm going to talk about a few. Like, I think this is his first feature film called Bad Taste. Now, Bad Taste is bonkers. I love it. It's just, it just like oozes gross, sleazy, like Sig Neutron humor. It's about this, like, these aliens that are taking over. You know, I don't even want to explain too much about it. I just want to tell you, just go watch it and be fucking entertained because it's amazing. His use of models, like miniatures, off the charts. And it's something that he'll continue throughout his career, is using a lot of miniatures and in like very crafty ways. Highly recommend, if you're going to watch the film, get your hands on the DVD. Because I don't know if people even still watch DVDs anymore, but it has the special features and the making of, because it shows, because he started as a special effects artist and then he directed this film and that's what led him to directing. But he like shares all the stories about, like, he did his own life cast by just putting his face in a bowl of alginate and holding his breath, which you should definitely not do. And also, like, there's interviews with his mom. She's all this cute New Zealand lady, and talking about how he was baking the foam in her oven and things like that. Check it out, and then watch the, maybe it's on YouTube too, but you have to watch the making of, because that makes you appreciate the film even more. Another film by Peter Jackson is Dead Alive, actually originally called Brain Dead, but as to not be confused with the American Brain Dead, they changed it to Dead Alive. And it's got that wonderful cover where you see that lady like pulling her lips apart and you see that like little skeleton face in there. This is hands down my favorite zombie movie of all time. And again, I don't want to even say anything more besides that, because I want you to just go in and get blindsided by the sheer fucking insanity that is Brain Dead or Dead Alive. Definitely check it out. Also, he has another one called Meet the Feebles, which is equally as just grimy and gross. It's basically a puppet film for adults. It's like adult humor all made with puppets. So check those three out and then just think about that guy got to direct all of the Lord of the Rings films. Pretty nutso, right? Well, that's it for my recommendations for this episode. Oh, you know what? I'm going to throw in a bonus one in there because weird zombie movies. De la Morte, De la More. It's this weird, dreamy, ethereal Italian zombie film that's fucking radical. I think it's based off some kind of graphic novel or a comic book or something. But Claudio, oh, Claudio, you'll know what I'm talking about. Check it out. It's super awesome. It's well, and also they changed the name to Cemetery Man for American audiences. That grinds my gears, where they take like amazing names of films and then they just like dumb them down when it comes to America. Like this beautiful name, De la Morte, De la More. It's like a wonderful play on words. It's like the love of death, the death of love or something. And then it's, oh, let's send it to America. No, they can't handle something like this. What should we call it? Well, I don't know. There's a guy in a cemetery and why don't we just call it Cemetery Man? Yeah, all right. That, yeah. Okay, done. Stamp it and print them. It's so dumb. So De la Morte, De la More, not Cemetery Man. That angers me. But check that one out. That's a bonus, Rick, son. And I won't leave you hanging because I've been scouring the net, reading a bunch of weird, dumb bullshit. So it's that time.
dumb bullshit you can know, and it won't change your life, and it won't pay your taxes, and it won't call your grandma when you should, and it won't fix your drinking problem, but it might make you look cool at a party.
Get them digits. Did you know that the name Wendy was actually made up for the book Peter Pan? It was later they started using it, it's short for like Gwendolyn and things like that, but yeah. And apparently it was shortened from Wendy, which was a nickname given to the author or something like that. Speaking of names, did you know that Barbie's full name is Barbara Millicent Robert? Millicent? I don't know, but interesting, right? Did you know that your stomach has to produce a new layer of mucus every 2 weeks? Otherwise, it'll digest itself. Did you know a whale's penis is called a dork? How about, did you know that crocodiles and alligators are super fast on land? But even though they can run really fast, they're not that agile. So if you're being chased by one, make sure to run in a zigzag line. The last letter added to the English alphabet wasn't Z. It was the letter J. And that's some dumb bullshit for all y'all. Well, that about does it for this episode of Spewtron. If you want to catch me in other places that's not on this podcast, you should go to twitch.tv/signeutron and give me a follow. I'm trying to make that my main thing, so I appreciate any follows or subscriptions over there. And it's like kind of like hanging out, listening to the podcast, but you actually get to talk to me and you get to watch me work with my hands and stuff. Also, I've got a Discord called the Cigarette Pack, and that's where we discuss episodes of this show. I come up with, people give me new ideas and things to talk about. We got dream discussion channels, we got paranormal discussion channels, we got art sharing channels, we got art critique channels, we got the Nematode channel, which is where we're all jointly writing the story. And then I do all the funny voices and put it out as episodes of Spewtron. So if that sounds fun to you, join the Cigarette Pack. Check me out on Twitter at SigNeutron. And I have a pinned tweet with the invite code to the Discord on my Twitter. I also have an Instagram at SigNeutron, which is where I post most of my stuff. Post the most of my stuff. So, yeah, I think... shit, run out of steam. There's the time for the outro thing again. I should really think of an outro before I let it just roll. You know what? Until next time, everyone, bid you good evening. And that fucking sucks. Never mind. All right. And we're out. Oh, wait. Remember when I said I do everything off the cuff? And, yep, so I went back to the start of this to edit through and make sure everything was good. And then I realized I talked about that new Netflix show that I saw that I hadn't talked about yet because I forgot. So now here we are talking about it. So the show is called Awake, and it's fucking insane. It's about... So they keep these people up for 24 hours, okay? And they have to count quarters for a full 24 hours. And I don't think they give them pens or papers or anything. They just have to remember how much they counted. And that's to start. So then right immediately after that full staying awake 24 hours of counting quarters, they show up to the stage and then they put them through different tests of agility and mental fortitude, like seeing how much Slurpee you can chug. Because apparently when you're sleep deprived, it makes that way worse. And then they have to do things like thread needles and things like all of this like sadistic shit that they have to do. But they're competing for like $1 million fucking dollars, which is insane. So you guys have to check it out. It's like the weirdest fucking game show. And it's like a game show from that film Stay Tuned, like some weird bizarro television show. And I love that Netflix is doing game shows now. Because you just don't get gems. Like, there's a segment in one of the episodes called, get this, Quacking Off. you don't get little gems like that on like network television. They would never call a segment quacking off on like CBS or something primetime. So good job, Netflix. Way to go. The show's super fun, but after a few episodes in, the main hook is that like quarter counting thing. And it kind of just, I don't know, that sort of like ruins it a little bit because I don't know. All of the weird endurance challenges are fun to watch people like totally humiliate themselves, but you know, I don't know. And also, dude, the guy from episode 2, spoiler alert, that makes it to the end, somebody give that guy his own show. That guy's fucking hilarious, dude. So there, that was, now I went back and yeah, now I told you about it. So go watch Awake on Netflix. Out for good, for real this time.